I might not be visual, but I'll be auditory.
This is Mary from February 1st.
Okay. Hey, Maida, this is Nyla. How you doing? All right, Aaron, thanks. I was calling you because my dad is being discharged tomorrow.
Oh, he's
so, mm-hmm. Yes. So we needed to restart the services with Mr. Tyrone. But the other part of it is, who you mm-hmm. call, Nyla? Yes. His care plan needs to change, and I need to make sure that you guys are up to date with his care plan because he's not ambulatory now, so he is on a Hoyer list, and we need to make sure that the staff that's going in there, I know it's Mr. Tyrone, but that he understands that his level of care is going to change, so it's not just him just sitting in there babysitting him because he's not ambulatory at this point.
Okay.
And we already had an issue where when he went to the hospital, he had a bed sore. So, I mean, I did the most of what I can do to keep the state off of all of the agencies that was providing care for him. But like they stated, you know, it's really unacceptable because he had three agencies and nobody reported the bed sore until he got to the hospital. So I'm trying to avoid any other problems popping up, which I know you guys weren't aware of that because I protected y'all from that, but I'm just putting it out there now. Because if this should happen again, I can't protect you guys again from that. I can't take that hit.
Okay. All right, so he's being discharged tomorrow. I will have to check with Tyrone if he's able to work tomorrow, but he told me last time that he's okay working Saturday and Sunday as usual. But I'll check with him if he's able to go tomorrow there.
Okay. And then I also need you guys to update his care plan because, like I said before, he was ambulatory. Now he's a Hoyer list. So that means that he can't get up and down by himself anymore.
Right. The thing is that we're not responsible for updating his plan of care. That is something that the insurance sent.
No. Wait a minute. I'm trying my best not to get frustrated because this has been frustrated. The agencies do have to update his care plan as his care plan gets updated through the insurance. It is getting updated through the insurance. Keystone and everything, Ms. Jasmine Davis is going to do everything tomorrow in terms of on the state side. But you guys have to update your care plans for him as well because he's a Hoyer list now. So you guys still have to do your part on your end and update. That absolutely is your responsibility.
Right. We updated, but we updated once the insurance sent us that plan of care.
So I'm telling you right now so that you can be prepared because you're not going to get this until tomorrow, and it'll probably be after hours. But to keep you from being liable, I'm telling you right now what's going to happen. Now, if you want me to have Jasmine call you and tell you, I can have her call you and tell you too. But I'm letting you know this right now, and especially because there was an issue of a bed sore, and every agency that was providing care for him was liable for that. But I did what I can do to make sure that you guys, Hands on the Heart and Divinity, all three agencies, wasn't held accountable. But what I'm saying moving forward is I can't do that because I'm not in there providing care for him. So we need to make sure that the aides that are coming in, for one, that this doesn't happen again because bed sores take time. That means nobody was getting him up. But they're signing off on that they're doing things, but they're not getting them up. And it was never reported, and it wasn't founded until he got into the hospital. So I'm telling you these things, and you weren't aware of them because, like I said, I protected you guys. But there is an open case with the state. I have talked to Ms. Teller since he's been in the hospital in January, and I have done what I can do to protect all of the agencies because nobody apparently was aware and nobody reported this. And it wasn't found until he went into the hospital, and that's when I saw it. So I'm letting you know verbally what is going on, what is his current state, so that you guys can make sure you're prepared so that we can avoid any issues of neglect moving forward because it is an open case for neglect for him, and all of the agencies that was providing care for him are liable for that.
Okay. All right, so... I'll check with Tyrone if he's able to go tomorrow, and I'll inform him about the updates for Leonard.
Okay. And if he has any questions, just tell him to give me a call so I can talk and walk through, because the other thing that's going to change is when Jasmine puts this in, his care plan is going to change from him probably being a 1-to-1 to a 2-to-1. So that's the other thing that I want to let you know. because he is on
okay.
the Hoyer list now.
Uh-huh.
So they'll probably change it to a 2-to-1. So you guys might have to, you know, work to maybe see if you can find somebody else to be
another,
in there with Tyrone.
Caregiver. Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, and I'll have Jasmine. I'm supposed to meet with her tomorrow to sign mm-hmm. off on his care plan and the update for the
right.
for his care. Because mm-hmm. I think that his assessment was due on the 3rd anyway. So the authorization for everything expires by the 3rd. So that's why me and her is meeting tomorrow, given that he's coming home, so I can sign off on everything so we can make sure the authorization doesn't expire and that mm-hmm. the new care plan for 2-to-1 goes in starting
right.
tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, sure.
All right. Thank
All
you
right.
so much.
I
appreciate it.
On what Tyrone tells me.
Okay.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Thank you.